explosion. Jack Lorne and his group stopped in their tracks, shrinking back from the inferno that raged outside the motel. In less than a minute, the whole place was ablaze. The men with Ryan and JB stood and gaped. Night became dazzling day. The shooting stopped for a few moments.
Now, come on, to the back!
Baron Termont was sleeping, his arm resting across the hips of a slim Cajun girl. Her tanned body was covered with bites and scratches, and she had slithered into a merciful drugged sleep. Mephisto burst into the room, his clothes rumpled. His own customized M16, with its ornate cockerel's head, dangled from his right hand, almost as if he'd forgotten he was holding it.
They're here! For fuck's sake, Baron! Get up and fight or run!
Who? The one-eyed man?
Don't know. Move this slut out of the way!
Mephisto pulled the girl to the floor. Frowning, she resumed her slumber.
Bombs, fire sprays, blasters! It's a fucking war out there!
Termont reached for his braces and buckled them on.
The whole place is burning. Must be 20 dead. Could be more. It's bad. Real bad, Baron.
Termont hitched on his belt with the twin pistols in it. Stub-gripped Ruger GP-110s, a matched pair of silver-plated revolvers that had been taken from one of the gun stores in downtown Lafayette years back.
How many out there?
Don't know. Plenty. Thought I saw the snow wolf.
And the man with one eye?
Who?
Termont reached for his trembling sec boss and grabbed him by the front of his jacket.
You heard me, awful. Was there a man there with only one eye? He's the one to be feared. I know it. I've seen it.
I didn't see him. Time's racing, Baron. The place is lost. We got to get out.
The giant black man strode to the door of his suite.
Sideway, to the canoes. Get the two women and bring them.
It's too late for that. Don't you... It's fucking over. We lost. One fucking bang and a damn burst of fire, and we're done.
Christy lay still, resting, harvesting the layers of calmness, knowing that if the motel was under attack by Ryan, then it would not be long before Baron Termont or one of his sec men remembered them and came looking for them. That could be the moment when her special powers might be most needed. Lori, at her side, lay still, trying to keep her spirits up. Half a dozen swamp wags were already rolling around the back of the blazing building, with sec men still clambering into them, ready to run. Exchanging fire with Ryan's party, all of them fell dead, with only a single casualty in the attacker's group.
Should we blow the buggies?
No, you'll need them after this is done.
You figure we're winning?
Yeah, Z gave us better than we'd hoped for. When this is finished, you ought to build her a bitchin' great statue and bring your children to look at it every fucking anniversary.
There was a foot of stagnant, slimy green water at the bottom of the pool. It reflected the flames that were already beginning to break through the roof of the Best Western. One of the sec men came sprinting around the corner of the motel, heading toward them, clutching a suitcase. He saw them, but didn't check his stride, figuring them for his own comrades.
This one's mine!
Ryan put a single round from the H&K through the man's neck. It kicked him back, his feet flying up in front of him, as though a wire had been pulled around his neck.
A rat abandoning the sinking ship.
The door was unguarded and unbolted. To their left, they heard shooting. Their nostrils filled with the acrid stink of poisonous smoke. The speed with which the fire spread was startling. Ryan realized that he hadn't really taken into account the way a dried-out, 100-year-old husk of a building would blaze. The plan had been even better than he could have dreamed. A single, crushing blow.
All we gotta do is find the girls and get clear. Whitey figured the basement. Let's get to it before we all go up.
Out front, Jack Lorne had managed to stop crying. Seeing his father's hideously mutilated corpse dangling from the flagpole, like some obscene trophy of battle, had created an ocean of grief and anger within him. In his 14 years, the boy had seen more killing than most people did in a full lifetime. But for his father to die now, with victory suddenly and magically within their grasp, that was bitter. He was greatly tempted to stop and lower his father's body from the pole, but that would take time and men, and both were vital to maintain the momentum of the attack. What had been his father was no longer around. It didn't seem to matter what happened to his dismembered corpse. The tears lasted only a minute or two before his iron self-control returned.
Let's do it. Now!
Jack led his people in a wild charge. They took the firefight into the burning building, and it was a massacre. Jack used a .357 Magnum with a satin nickel finish, spare ammunition rattling in the pockets of his torn jacket. So far, only a half dozen of his group had gone down, compared to more than two-thirds of the Baron's defending SecMen. Christie managed a smile as Ryan came kicking in through the cellar door, the G-12 raking the room, ready to butcher anyone there.
Hi, lover.
Hi. How's it going?
Could have gone a whole lot worse if you'd left it till tomorrow. That Tormont is one evil fucker. And his sec boss isn't any better.
Lori!
Doc rushed straight to Lori, and laying down his sword stick, embraced her while she wept. JB pushed past him, the Tecna knife in his hand. The keen edge parted the cords that bound the girl to the table. He turned and released Christie the same way. Smoke billowed in from the corridor.
We winning?
Yeah.
Looks that way. Ryan steadied the girl as she stood up. She brushed the fiery hair off her face, smiling at him.
The Baron been chilled yet? Or Mephisto?
No, unless Whitey's got him. There was a look of venomous hatred in Christie's eyes that Ryan had never seen before.
I'd like him. A half hour in here with them tied like we were.
Ryan! Fire's getting close. I'd best go help Jack.
Right. We'll go out the same way and around the far side, by the lagoon.
Christie shuddered at the word. Doc was still comforting Lori. The tall blonde hung on to him, her face buried in his chest. JB was fumbling with the knife, resheathing it. Ryan's arm was around Christie. Then Mephisto appeared silently in the doorway, with two SecMen at his elbow. All three of them had M16s. He favored them with a graveyard smile.
Peek-a-boo.
The sec boss looked mad, his eyes bulging, white froth hanging from the corners of his lips. His suit was stained with soot and mud and was torn across one shoulder, but the muzzle of his carbine was rock steady.
One move, and you're all swamp fodder.
The men on either side of him were typical stony-eyed SecMen, their uniforms also smoke-stained and scruffy. Their guns covered the five people in the cellar. It was desperately ill luck that none of the three men in Ryan's party were able to get immediately at a blaster.
Baron's making ready to leave the ville and set up house somewhere else. I'm going with him, with a few good men like Rafe and Pierre here. You bastards have done in one night what the dirt paw under the snow wolf haven't been able to do in years.
Mephisto stared at Ryan Carter with intense curiosity.
The Baron's been doomseeing you, mister. The man with only one eye. He figured it would be his ending.
Ryan said nothing, easing away from Christie, freezing as one of the SecMen shifted his aim to cover him more closely. JB hadn't moved an inch since Mephisto appeared. Doc had let go of Lori, standing with his hands on his hips, looking contemptuously at the three gunmen.
But it don't look like his ending, mister. Looks more like your ending.
Why don't you take us to see the Baron? You know he likes me and the straw hair. Might be angered if you don't.
Sorry, slut. It's going to be here, and it's going to be now.
Ryan's reflexes were stretched adrenaline tight, ready for a last, desperate, hopeless try before they were all ripped apart. But it was Lori who made the first move. She took a step away from Doc, teetering as she often did on her ridiculously high heels, drawing eyes as she wobbled.
I'm sick. Got to take clothes off.
Mephisto was about to speak